The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
Bridge toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good engagement?
How long before a wedding should I send out save the dates?
How many games are in the first series?
Use IMAP to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
where to find.
We were 4 years
in
style. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast and I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, we'll share the news, knowledge, and strategies you need to navigate the ever-changing world of SEO. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Tyson from Previsible.io. And in today's episode, we're going to be discussing AI and SEO. Joining me today is Marielle Lozano, who is the new SEO manager at Previsible. Marielle is an SEO expert with 15 years experience, excelling in optimizing websites through comprehensive strategies. Currently, she's interested in learning how AI can help improve our work in SEO to achieve better results. Yesterday, Marielle and I talked about the intersection of AI and SEO, and today we're continuing that conversation, and we're going to dive into using AI to improve SEO.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right, here's my conversation with Marielle Lozano, SEO manager at Previsible. Marielle, welcome back.
Hi, Tyson. Thank you very much. I'm really excited to keep on speaking about SEO and AI.
So yesterday, I feel like we kind of like laid the groundwork. We talked more landscape shifts, how kind of it's evolving with search. The real fundamental takeaway for everybody from that episode should be, don't be afraid. Your job's not disappearing, but lean into it and be comfortable with using it. And I really liked the little like tag that you gave of AI is not going to take your job, but maybe someone that knows how to use it will. So today I want to dive into how to use it. Jumping into it, like obviously there's so many different aspects of SEO. You have technical, content, on-page, off-page, linking, page speed. Is this, like, would you say it's universally applicable, or is it more pointed into like one part of SEO? If I'm thinking about where I can apply AI to my SEO workflows, where do I start?
Well, I think it's like a paradox here, because the best way to use AI in SEO is to help you with content, but you can never forget about the helpful content algorithm. So I think it's a real intersection between the two things, because when AI appeared the last year, 2022, many companies and many people said, this is great. Now we're not going to have to write any word anymore because the EA is going to do it for us, and we're going to have great articles, and we're going to have great descriptions of our products, and we're going to have the best text in our websites. But in November of last year, well, at least here was in November here in Chile, because it was an algorithm change in the same time, because of AI, of course, you see a great and really brutal drop in organic traffic in the websites. And that happened because there was a lot of thin content, a lot of content which was not made for users, but made just to appear in the SERP at Search Engine. One of the best ways to use AI is not to create your content, but to help you to personalize that content for your audience. Think about AI as a really good tool to analyze and classify large amounts of data. So you can, if you give the AI a really good prompt, a prompt which is the description of the things that AI have to do, like letting AI know how's your audience, what kind of users are the ones who are looking at your website or who are selling at your products. AI can give you a lot of insights about what things could like to that user, so what things could be interesting for them. I always remember that I made an experiment when I was doing an AI talk, like in an auditorium, and I write in ChatGPT, please give me ideas for articles for a user who is in his 40s and he loves his cat and he wants to buy food for his cat. I think it was Jasper. Jasper is my favorite. And Jasper gave me 10 topics with many ideas that I didn't even think about. Like maybe this user wants to know when he has to take his cat to the vet to check, like a food check, because maybe the cat is senior as the owner. Things like that. Maybe the user wants to know how many water that his cat needs. Sometimes we as content creators, we as SEO writers are really focused that you have to create content for that kind of users. And we have creative blockings about that topics, and AI can help you to move from that and to find new ideas that maybe you haven't even think about. You can use AI to help you create your content, but not to write your content, but maybe to review your content, to summarize your content, to give you ideas about your audience, what your audience maybe wants to read, things like that.
That's a great reminder. And like, as you were describing that, it like the thing that I kept thinking about was like, ah, that's so true, that it's like, regardless what it is, like, especially in writing or creating a presentation, it's like, we always have this kind of like perspective bias, where it's like, what I can humanly like, or what I can think of right in that moment of when I'm writing my outline, or when I'm crafting the slides for it, or writing an article, like, it doesn't matter what it is. But we all have this human bias of just what we can recall on moment. And given the nature of these systems, tools being able to be trained on such a large data set, you can really identify all the different components. And so if we're thinking about what type of content gets rewarded, yes, it's original, for the most part, human. But it's like, I'd say the common piece is more of how holistically it's covering something. And so to your recommendation of using it in the content creation process, you can kind of avoid some of those human biases of like, oh, well, I didn't think of that. And this can give you that framework. It's a great reminder to it. I think oftentimes you hear the common, use it for an outline, use it for a first draft, use it for that. But I think your point is just leaning into the strength of what the tool is, and it's able to digest large amounts of data and then retrieve back those elements. And so using that for that purpose in the content creation, I think is really, really clever, because there's a million different ways that you could do it, but it's more of like, what's the core objective in using it? Now, what about technical?
Okay, well, talking about technical SEO, one of the most interesting features that you can do with AI is checking on code. Not every SEO manager is or has a, I don't know, an injury and informatic information, or it's a developer. I guess there's a lot of developers, but not every developer knows about SEO. You can tell about it as the way the websites are made. But I think checking on code, it's one of the most helping things that AI can do for you. You can ask AI to suggest, I don't know, a line of code for your structured data, by example. So you're going to save a lot of time asking to AI to do that for you, then search about which code line could be great for this structured data. And AI will do it perfectly also. The code will fit perfectly in what you want to do. If you don't have the formation, you can make mistakes, and that's a waste of time. So I think that's an interesting way to use AI also. It can help you to make much more quick and accurate work if you have to do technical SEO. And I also think that, as you said, Tyson, the capacity of recognize patterns and analyze large amounts of data can also help you to find, I don't know, some mistakes in the same code or some mistakes in, I don't know, a sitemap. You can ask AI to create a sitemap for you if you, I don't know, you need two different sitemaps, like one from images, another from URLs. AI can do it in seconds, a job that could last, I don't know, one afternoon for a human. So I think there's a lot of ways to use AI in technical SEO. So you only have to be creative about it. And that's the things I've been testing, but I'm sure you can find another ways.
Yeah, it seems like there's kind of endless applications of this. Again, like the takeaway that I had from your examples on technical is it feels like with this tool, it's lowering kind of like the bar to entry, where someone that maybe doesn't have a background in coding, or they're, you know, maybe someone that's just not as technically savvy, will be using this as a tool to identify areas of improvement, validation. Like the schema markup one's great because, I mean, anything that's just standard, structured, repetitive, like I feel like is a perfect kind of match for this. And so now we've touched on obviously some technical aspects, some content aspects. I feel like we could just brainstorm here on different areas. But I think something that's helpful, or that I would recommend for the listeners, and we've been touching on this, is like understanding what information is within it. And you mentioned before of like knowing, okay, what data sets was it trained on? And ChatGPT or whatever the system's typically going to say, like, oh, I don't know that because my training ended at whatever date. And so knowing that element is one. But then I've been seeing some really clever tips from other SEOs where it's using different plugins to then feed in information that then you can kind of almost like a workaround from that date range of what's trained. And so I think that can be a really clever way to take like, great, I'm producing all this content. Now I need to do internal linking from it. Well, if you're able to use a plugin to have it then cover all that content, it could determine what pages are related to each other, opportunities for internal linking. And so I think there's a whole nother area that's like maybe the surface is just being scratched on this like way of applying it to new workflows that maybe you have to introduce new information into the systems.
Definitely. That's a great way to use. And as you said, we're just scratching the surface of so many things we can do using AI in our work.
Okay, so we're saying here, obviously there's endless ways that we can do this. We've made the recommendation to the SEOs, don't be scared. Try it out, play with it. From your experience, any areas that you would express caution or be like, yeah, be careful of how you use AI in these parts of SEO?
The cautions that are related to AI is the security and the privacy of information, because you have to understand that AI is like a child. It's learning from what we are giving. to eat. So it's really important to not introduce such a sensitive information because AI could learn from it. So my first recommendation is be precautious about the things that you are saying to it, because if you, I don't know, give a lot of sensitive information about a company, a lot of numbers, a lot of, I don't know, it can learn from it and maybe another person could ask and take away your information. That will be one of my recommendations. The other thing is not be so confident about the dates that AI provides us, because as we said, the information that they had is limited. It's from, I don't know, 2022 or the last update that they have. So my recommendation is always check out. If you ask for some dates or ask for some, I don't know, historical information, just do a triple check about if that information is correct. And of course, though we don't want to think about it, AI has a lot of bias and it's a lot of subjective in some fields, some aspects. And I have an example for that with images. I don't know if you are used or SEOs here have used AI to create images. It's really fun. It's really great. And I always use it for my avatars when I have to, I don't know, do a talk or things like that. So if I'm going to talk about AI, I don't want to put a picture of me, but an avatar, it's really fun. And a few months ago, I dyed my hair blonde. So I put a prompt, like, I don't know, create a picture of a blonde woman with brown eyes and, I don't know, Chilean like I am. And every picture that the AI gave to me was blonde woman with blue eyes. So I said, but in the prompt I put that I have brown eyes, but it was impossible. So I think the only picture that I could get was like, I don't know, like an anime picture, but it was nothing like me. You have to be conscious that AI is really biased. It has some subjectivity. So you have to be careful with that, especially if you are writing information. You have to always do a triple check and put your human touch in everything you are doing with AI. AI is a tool, as we said in the last episode, is really helpful because it can make our job, I don't know, more quickly, more faster, more accurate. But AI doesn't have our critical thinking, it doesn't have our creativity, it doesn't have our different experience, it doesn't have experience at all. So that would be my recommendation, to be cautious about those areas.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
That's a great point that it's, even though it has like such a vast application, I feel like the underlining takeaway for the listener is to not blindly apply it, where apply it in as many and as creative ways as you can, but again, don't just let it loose and let it create indefinite pages for you or let it do something without doing it. And I'm sure everyone listening here has heard in conversations hallucinations from AI, which seems like a weird descriptive way of like stating it, but regardless, that's the one that seems to have stuck. So there are these hallucinations, there are these elements that may not be the desired outcome. And so having that QA, that human intervention, that quality assurance in the same way that you would do with, I feel like, any other aspect. Like in an engineering team, you're not going to push code live without it going through a QA. You're not going to publish content on the website without actually reading the content. So it's like the same thing for AI. It's just obviously the scale, the QA becomes a bit more of a challenge. Anything else that you'd want to kind of leave for the listeners as far as like, this is something to kind of look out for, or even like, what's an area of this that's kind of exciting you the most?
I think one of the most interesting things about AI is how the, I don't know, the rules have been changing. Because at the first roll-up, Google said in helpful content, we're not going to allow content created with AI. And now it's like, you can create content with AI, but just do it thinking in your human audience. It's original and helpful for your audience with your human touch. So I think we're going to see really dynamic transformation in the way people is understanding and using the AI. I don't know if the AI is going to change in such an accelerated way that's going to be super intelligent, as we said before, but I think we are going to change the way of using it. At the same time, we are starting to know it and to stop being fearful of it. My advice is, like I said before, to keep on using it, to try different types of AI. There are different tools. Some of them are for free, like Google Bard or ChatGPT. They are different in the way you can use it. ChatGPT is much more friendly. You can have a real conversation with it. It's nicer, and Google Bard is much more, I don't know, distant and much more formal, but it has a lot more of information. I have to confess that preparing my talks, I, of course, use AI, and I ask Google Bard because I have a lot of prejudices with Google Bard because of its failures and things like that. I ask it, I don't know, give me the difference between machine learning and deep learning. And it gives me the definition and the difference between the both concepts and also give me examples. So that's really a good and interesting way because maybe you can understand more with an example that just reading, I don't know, like encyclopedic the definition. So you can try, you can discover many different AI tools that there is in the field, in the market. And I recommend use it to create images because that's really fun. And another way you can applicate it, if you have a creative blocking on a title or you don't know how to name your cat, you can say, give me some examples from, cat's names. And it will give you a lot of fun and creative ideas because that's how it's for, to help us to expand our mind, but not like in critical thinking. It's much more like in analyzing this patterns and classifying much more information that our brain can because we are not just focused on our job. We have a personal life and we have so many things in our head. And one of the most great things about AI is that it has an infinity of availability. It's on 24 hours a day from Sunday to Sunday to Sunday. So use it for what it's for. Go boldly beyond where no other SEO has gone before.
It's such a good reminder. And I feel like, too, we didn't really fully get into it, but the analysis piece is such a good recommendation. And like, I would say personally, like, that's an area that I think is really exciting. Because again, to your point, like it's a really strong match for what the tool is really good at. It's really good at ingesting large amounts of information and data. And then being able to suss out the components. So like from the investigative side of SEO, where maybe you're troubleshooting, trying to understand how a website's responding to changes or how Google's responding to your website changes, like there's a lot of potential within these systems for that. And to your point too, like real human creativity is the hardest thing for it to replicate. And I think a lot of times I've seen people kind of mistake original creativity and just something they didn't think of. And sure, these systems can regurgitate or bring up things that from your human bias you didn't think of. And we mentioned it from before of like, hey, it gives you ideas that are just things you didn't think of. But it's not going to give you something that's entirely net new. And I think that's like the big takeaway that I'm hearing from you in this is really understand these systems, how they work, and then from that, being able to lean in and apply them in their strengths, and then lean into our strengths of what we can offer on top of this. Well, with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks to Marielle Lozana, SEO manager at Previsible, for joining us on this podcast and also being a member of the Previsible team. We're excited to have you with us. We're excited to also have you back on the podcast and share your insights with our listeners. And again, if you'd like to contact Marielle, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. Or you can also contact her on Twitter, where her handle is doctora_china, or visit her company's website, previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
And just one more link our show notes to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while listening to this podcast, just head over to voiceofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests, and you can also send us your topic selections, SEO questions, or apply to be a guest speaker on the Voice of Search. Of course, you can always reach out to us on social media, where our handle is @VoiceOfSearch, or you can reach me @Tyson_Stockton. LinkedIn's better. If you haven't subscribed yet and want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your product feed, we're going to publish a new episode every workday. So hit subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. With that, thanks for listening to the episode, and we will see you tomorrow.